Anytime you attend the Sunbelt Field Day at the Sunbelt Ag Expo in Moultrie, Georgia, you know that companies are planning to announce a new plan or a new chemical or a new fertilizer or a new process. It happened again this year at the Sunbelt Field Day. DuPont says they will introduce a new seasonal fungicide called Fantellus. It'll be available next year to help control white mold on peanuts. Grasshopper fertilizer in liquid and granular is getting results as a foliar fertilizer, has more potassium and a balanced nutrition for fertilizers. Bumped up peanut yield 600 pounds per acre last year. Monsanto will introduce a new soybean variety with 5 beans per pod, plus add about 5 bushels per acre, plus resistance to corn earworm. Rinke Irrigation has more technology added to their pivot system this year that calls farmers by cell phone when their irrigation system stops or kicks off. Plus, they've come up with a new copper wire theft prevention. When the wire is cut on your irrigation system, it notifies the farmer on the cell phone and has an automatic siren that sounds for 4 hours. Farmers wanting to get into biofuel should consider switchgrass for making ethanol, also making fuel pellets that can co-fire with coal and be used to produce electricity in Europe. In cotton, it's like a new language. LibertyLink technology, FiberMax, Flex varieties, Glytol, and a variety that is Roundup ready, but is how the genes are stacked together to give a better cotton variety or an insect-resistant package, plus a higher yield. It's all part of the new cotton system. The gene cotton researchers are trying to capture this year is drought tolerance, a plant that needs less water, and that trait is more important this season than ever before. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.